It's Monday, February 14th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Microsoft leaps on Google as employees reveal their work-from-home ploys, and SSDs and the supply chain woes of 2022. This is the Business of Tech. I previously covered Google's plans to make legacy G Suite accounts into pay ones by May 1st. Well, Microsoft is taking advantage of that. Quote, "If you're a small business that's relied on G Suite Legacy Free Edition, we couldn't help but notice you might be in the market for a new solution," says Jarrett Sapparto, head of Microsoft 365. "We've got news for you. Today, you can get a 60% discount on a 12-month Microsoft 365 Business Basic, Business Standard, or Business Premium subscription, along with the help you need to make the move." That is from Microsoft's website and quoted from The Verge. While I'm talking about tools, the Daily Mail in the UK highlighted a survey in Britain that researches working from home. Some findings. Two-thirds of Britons surveyed admit setting their laptop camera at an angle to make them look more domineering in business meetings. 56% try to make themselves look busier than they are by regularly leaving Zoom calls to attend another work meeting that doesn't actually exist. One in three people have tried to appear more committed by claiming to be ill while on Zoom, even though they were perfectly fine. More than two-thirds have scheduled meetings in their office online diary to make themselves appear busier. 45% scheduled emails to go out late at night to make it look like they're working longer. In a similar vein, 22% use the same ruse to schedule emails to be sent early the next day to make it seem they work first thing. Now, why do we care? More importantly, why pair these? Google and Microsoft both know the value of the work layer for software and are courting that space. This isn't even Google's first change lately, as we talked about their email-less offering last week. It's the survey data that reveals the opportunity. The tech alone isn't going to cut it. Think about the subtle revelations going on in the use of video calling, with employees using Work Theater to appear more busy, productive, or engage. I'd offer this is probably with employers who measure productivity entirely by time. And thus the pairing. Fight over the commodity of the technology itself, or help companies use the technology effectively, which likely involves much advice on how to be effective. Didn't want to miss this story from last week, and here I am quoting from Tom's Hardware. Kioxia, which was formerly Toshiba, and Western Digital have reported that unspecified contamination issues have impacted several of their joint NAND production factories. Western Digital says the problems impact up to 6.5 exabytes of flash memory, but Kioxia has yet to give an estimate of the impact. Given the severity of the disruptions, TrendForce predicts a 5 to 10% price increase for flash in the second quarter of this year, ultimately impacting SSD and NAND flash-based products. However, this prediction only accounts for Western Digital's lost production capacity and could increase when Kioxia releases firm estimates of the impact on its own production. And in that vein, CDW has indicated they believe supply chain issues will continue this year. As reported in CRN, a question from an analyst about the supply chain was given this response. "As we look forward into 2022, we don't really see any meaningful end in sight," CDW's senior vice president and chief financial officer said. "I would say, as we think about kind of our interactions and what we hear and observe from a partner and product perspective, maybe there's a silver lining there that some of the transparency has improved. So there's a better line of sight of lead times and where things stand, but I'm not sure that we would translate that into any indication that things are going to get better in the near term." Now, why do we care? The supply chain isn't getting any better, not this year, and flash drives even as a specific problem about to hit in the next quarter. Technologists are used to an on-demand ordering mentality, made even more ingrained by the cloud's ability to scale up instantly on demand. With hardware supply chain issues, that instant delivery of technology physically is going to be impacted. It's a reality for 2022, regardless of it being a long-term trend or not. How much will customers bristle? That could be telling, and a more material shift to supply chain management. Those planning projects should incorporate this into their planning. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focus on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources. There's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Happy Valentine's Day to those who are celebrating. And for those who don't, I bet there are some deals on chocolates tomorrow. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.